Ouais. Ben oui. Okay, so we're going to be talking about Cain and Abel. Who's heard the story of Cain and Abel? Most of you? Okay. Well, if you've heard the story, you probably know that Cain made some bad decisions. And we're going to be talking about decisions and the way they affect us and other people. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, so this is after Adam and Eve ate the fruit that they shouldn't have eaten. God is punishing them. So it says, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field." So God cursed the ground here, and he made it hard for us to be able to grow fruit and food. And so that kind of is a backstory into why when Cain and Abel do their offering, Cain's is not very accepted and Abel's is. So in verses 1 to 2 in Genesis chapter 4, it's Cain and Abel are born, and it says, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground." Verse 3 through 5, "And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." So here we hear that God respected Abel's offering, and he didn't respect Cain's offering. So Cain is angry and jealous, probably, that his was not accepted. And we know the reason why that God didn't respect Cain's offering is because God already cursed the ground, so he wanted something other. And he respected Abel's offering because he wanted an animal sacrifice to be a picture of Jesus dying for us one day. In verse 5, says that Cain was angry, his countenance fell. It's very easy for us to get angry when things don't go our way. Cain is a good example of how not to behave when things don't go your way. Verses 6 and 7, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." God asked Cain why he's so angry and why his countenance has fallen. He says, if thou doest well, God will accept him. But if he doesn't do well, then sin lieth at the door. God was checking with Cain to get him to think before he makes a bad decision. God will give us someone in our lives who will tell us not to make a bad decision before we do. And after we have to, we after we have the warning, it's up to us to obey. In verse 8, it says, "Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. So they were talking, and once they were in the field, I'm sure Cain got him away from anyone being able to hear and see them. And it says that Cain rose up against his brother and slew him. He could have talked it over with his brother, tell him he was jealous, and maybe even tried to trade some crops for a sheep to offer. But he chose to make a bad decision. A lot of times in our lives, things are going to happen to make us mad, and we want to get even. Well, that's the devil putting those thoughts in our minds. We should be working on having self-control of our emotions, so when unfair things happen, you can handle them better than Cain does here. In verse 9, And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? So God's asking Cain, Where is your brother? Obviously, God knows where Cain is. He's trying to get Abel, or Cain, to think, like, what did you just do? And Cain lies to God. He says, I don't know where he is. Obviously, Cain knows where he is. He's wherever he left him. So when we sin, it only makes us feel like we have to sin more to cover our sins. If Cain told God what he did and repented, things might have gone better. In verse 10, he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. So God knows what Cain did without Cain telling him. He says that Cain's blood is calling to him from the ground. Another way you could read, What hast thou done, would be, Did you think before you did this? God knows everything. He knows what Cain did and wants Cain to think about what he did and the severity of killing someone. God punishes Cain in verse 11 and 12. It says, And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. God says that Cain will be cursed upon the earth, and he won't be able to get food from the ground anymore. Cain's response in verse 13 and 14, Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out from this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. So, Cain says that the punishment God's giving him is more than he can bear. Being set apart from the world and from God, that would be a hard fate. So God gives Cain a mark in the next verses. In 15 it says, And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. So God puts a mark on Cain. That would be a sign of God's protection. I know that to kill someone, you have to be pretty angry and have a real lack of self-control in your heart. But you can practice self-control on the little things. Like when you're playing tag and somebody tags you, maybe they push you a little too hard. You want to get up, push them right back. But having self-control and not making bad decisions would be getting up and then just not pushing them back. It'd be staying, you're tagged, now you stay there. We should be trying to make good decisions in everything we do. You can go back to your parents.